At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn apps.
Hey, 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 hey. Good morning, good morning. We talk sports here, and I like sports, and I like talking. 888-808-1019 if you're into that as well. Let's talk all the sports, bro. Let's get into some of this Metropolitan stuff with David Stearns. I'm kind of looking at David Stearns with a side eye. Because I'm looking at him now like, yo, you're under more of a microscope than you realize. Congratulations to Pat Murphy, NL Manager of the Year again, who has now won back-to-back Manager of the Year awards since David Stearns left the building. The Brewers are all right. But, like, this Mets season was an all-time fail. It was an incredible collapse. I'm looking at you, David Stearns. How are you going to fix this? There should be more urgency in your tone. But there isn't. There isn't going to be. He's too smart for that. He isn't approaching it like that. And I still think that there's some small market in the man from Milwaukee. And I think this offseason needs to be the year that they meet in the middle. Small market, David Stearns, and big money, Steve Cohen. 888-808-1019. What I mean is, you got to pay Pete Alonso. I don't care. They have to outbid whomever pulls up looking for Pete Alonso's services. Pete Alonso can't wear another uniform. I don't expect Pete Alonso to get a 7-year deal, but 5 years should do it. And, you know, boy genius, figure out how to set up that contract structure that, you know, give Pete Alonso a suite, security detail, wardrobe for his mom, little perks and stuff. Give him some bonuses if he makes the All-Star game, if he wins MVP, you know? Pete doesn't want to leave. Edwin Diaz also doesn't want to leave, but you got to pay Edwin Diaz too, especially with the problems that you have with your pitching. That's the closest thing to a lock that you have stepping on that mound. Edwin Diaz needs a new deal. He's got to get paid. So we're in the process right now of switching out Met fans that are producing the show. I had Paul cue up some David Stearns stuff. Fleegs is going to take over, but I got to give Fleegs a minute to get settled. So as the Met fan is listening to David Stearns talk about Juan Soto, Mark Vientos, Brett Beatty, Pete Alonso, Edwin Diaz at the GM meetings. I want to hear from you as far as, like, are you out for blood this offseason? Do you feel this urgency? Like, you know, it's funny. I think I caught a little bit of Evan and Tiki. I was running out to the store. And I don't know if I told this story yesterday. I think I tweeted it out. My dumbass went to the store. And I put everything on the belt. And there was a guy in front of me, so I didn't have the full belt. And then I loaded some stuff up on the metal part of the, you know, the belt that's to ring up your stuff. And then I go and I start bagging my groceries. I pay for my groceries. And buddy behind me did not push my stuff because he probably was like, whoops. Somebody on live just saw me knock my water off trying to reenact the whole situation. Buddy did not push my stuff onto the belt because he probably was like, I don't know if you want to pay for that or not. I don't know you. I'm mind my business. But then I get home and I'm like, yo, where's my steak? I thought I picked up some more peanut butter. I need the protein. I'm trying to have muscles. I'm like, what the? I'm looking through these stupid bags that they make us bring to the stores now. And then I find the receipt and the receipt. I'm like, I didn't pay for that. So I go back to the store today. I think I was listening to Evan and Tiki and, you know, they were talking about the different managers, coaches in New York and how like none of them are hardos. Aaron Glenn is trying to be. And somehow they get to talking and they're talking about Carlos Mendoza and they're giving him props. And Tommy gives him props for going to the NLCS in his first year. And it's like, yeah, but like he went to the NLCS in his first year. Then he didn't make the postseason in his second year. And they said something along the lines of like, Tommy said, like, Evan, how many times have the Mets made the NLCS in our lifetimes? Like, it's a big deal. It's a bigger deal to make the NLCS and then not make the postseason in the following year when you add Juan Soto. So here we are. Juan Soto is a Met. Pete Alonso is a free agent. Edwin Diaz is a free agent. There are also other free agents that you might be interested in. Kyle Tucker, Cody Bellinger, Alex Bregman. Should be interested in the top arms. But, like, part of me feels like David Stearns is not feeling like the fans. Even though he used the fans and played into, oh, I used to sneak into Shea Stadium. How? How do you sneak into the stadium? How? Oh, you grew up a Met fan. Then you should know that these Met fans right now are disappointed. There was so much hype and excitement going into last season. Amazing Day, the Mets house, spring training. I remember watching that first Mets spring training game. The whole seven line was down there. Juan Soto homered. I'm like, oh, here we go. It's a Mets world we're living in. So, like, what is Steve Cohen and David Stearns going to do to correct this, to right the ship? They could go out there and get whoever they want. They could definitely go out there and bring their own guys back. But there's a part of me that feels like David Stearns is going to stick to his process. There's a part of me that feels like David Stearns is going to keep with his small market mentality. I don't know if we have the audio, and we'll get there in a second, but there was a quote that I heard from him earlier talking about the young players. I was like, yo, nobody wants to hear that. This is a win-now team. This is New York. As we're talking about, the Knicks are now championship or bust. Like, the Mets are expected to compete for a championship. Nobody wants to hear about your young players that are developing and the potential that they have. We're past that. Like, the Mets got to come back with a vengeance this year. They got to come back and dominate out of the gate and sustain that the entire season. And they got to save us from the Dodgers, right? They got to knock off the Dodgers. 888-808-1019. Fleegs, when you get a minute and you get set, we're just going to cue up the David Stearns audio and react to it. I'm trying to find the one where he was talking about the young players. And I'm like, bro, nobody cares about the young players. Go find proven players. Sign them and bring back your proven Mets that are all-stars. Make sure those guys are back with the team or the fans are going to be pissed off and disappointed. They're not going to accept, oh, yeah, you know, we've got some good young talent. We've got some good. Yeah, he said, we've got some really good young players coming, and we're very optimistic about what our team is going to look like going forward. We need to give young players a chance to play. Stop right there. That's what you said last year. And that's why you chose to not bring back OMG Candelita, right? Because you just had to see what Acuna and Beatty and Vientos and Alvarez had.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
You banked on the young guys to carry you through the end of the regular season into the postseason on the mound. Jonah Tong, Brandon Sproat, Nolan McLean, and you came up just a little short. So I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that now. And obviously I'm not a Met fan, but I'm none of these fans. I'm not a Knicks fan. I'm not a Giants fan. I'm not a Rangers fan. Doesn't matter what you're a fan of. I'm a sports fan. And from the outside looking in, I want to know what the fans think. Are you accepting that? Oh, yeah, there's some young talent. Or no, are you supposed to be like, and this goes to both the Yankees and the Mets. The team that spent the most money the last two offseasons won the last two World Series. I know it's not as simple as that. The Blue Jays were also, the Blue Jays were, right, came up just short. But the team that spent the most money back-to-back off-seasons won back-to-back World Series. It's not a coincidence to me, especially when you look at their pitching. Yeah, it helps to have Blake Snell. Yeah, it helps to have Glasnow. And most importantly, it helps to go pay Yoshinobu Yamamoto, who the Mets wanted, the Yankees wanted. I mean, talk about how he used Steve Cohen. Steve Cohen took his whole family out to dinner at a French cuisine in Japan. Flew all the way over to Japan and said, bring your whole family. I got it. I got it. It's all me. It's all me, Yoshi. And then, when Yoshinobu Yamamoto came to the States, he said, you can come to my home. You can come to my estate. I'll open the doors to where I live to try and get you to be a Met. and all Joel Wolf and Yamamoto did was take their offer and run back to the Dodgers, and that crook Shohei Ohtani said, I'm going to defer 80% of my contract so we can make this happen. 888-808-1019 as we do queue up some of the David Stearns audio, and now the calls are rolling in. It's simple, man. Before we end up locking out, before we end up having some kind of salary cap, spend the money. The Mets are willing to spend the money. They gave the largest contract in the history of the sport to Juan Soto. Wasn't enough. They paid him more than Ohtani. Ohtani is the pitcher that I didn't mention. Out of Glasnow, Blake Snell, Yamamoto, he pitched too in this postseason. Got their bang for their buck out of him. First 2 years he's on the team. Back-to-back World Series champs. Oh, I also forgot Roky Sasaki, who was crying in the club. They turned him into their closer. Worked out. It's nice to have Freddie Freeman on the team. It's nice to have Mookie Betts on the team. It's nice to have Teoscar Hernandez on the team. Kike Hernandez on the team. Cost-effective postseason performer. Hector is in the Bronx with us next on The Fan. Hector, you got it.
Hey, how you doing, Tyke?
I'm all
right. I want to ask you about the state of the Yankees real quick, right? I know that they're trying to, like, save money or anything like that, but I want to ask you, what sense does it make offering Grisham $22 million? Like, can't that money be allocated better and differently and in a better way, or we can make our team better? I don't see him how he makes our team better.
So from what I understand, there are reports that he's not going to accept the qualifying offer. And so why the Yankees did it is that when he signs elsewhere, they'll get the draft pick.
Okay, that makes sense. I was just confused, man. I'm like, wait a minute.
No, I was confused too. Last week I wasn't on, but when I heard that they gave him the qualifying offer, I'm like, for what? What if he takes it?
Exactly. Right? That's what my big worry is. Yeah.
I'm like, exactly. I'm like, what if it all doesn't work out for him and he takes it? For me, seeing what he did not do as the leadoff hitter in the postseason, a guy that all we talked about all season was, yo, he's clutch. He's hitting bombs. Let's get this guy to October. He's going to help Judge. He couldn't help.
No,
he's lost a step in the outfield. It was a good pop for a year. It was a good prove it year, bet on yourself year for the guy. I mean, we got to move on. I don't need Trent Grisham on this team.
Realistically, what would your offseason moves be if you were playing GM? What would you do to improve our team? I'll listen. Have a good night. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Hector. I'm going to get Kyle Tucker. But I'm not the GM. I'm not Hal Steinbrenner. They said the three teams that are going to be in on Kyle Tucker are, hold on now, the Yankees, the Dodgers, the Blue Jays. Yeah, those are the same teams that were in on Juan Soto. All the teams that were in on Juan Soto that didn't land Juan Soto went to the playoffs. I'm also going to get another starter just because Carlos Rodon won't be available right away because Gerrit Cole, who, you know, was tonight quoted saying that his rehab is going very well. I'm going to get another arm just because you can never have enough pitching. You know, Volpe is the biggest kind of like the outfield. Like, you have Dominguez, you potentially have Spencer Jones, you probably have Cody Bellinger. I believe Cody Bellinger wants to come back, and I think he's going to nudge Scott Boras, like, hey man, you know, make it happen with Cashman. So I'm not really worried about that. Judge is going to continue to be the right fielder. Stanton is your slow DH. But the Volpe thing to me is the one thing that I'm just like. And, you know, I feel for the kid, obviously, but I don't care because I care about the Yankees. I care about winning. Volpe needs to improve. How is he improving after getting surgery? How is he improving this winter? How is he working on the flaws in his game? So the Yankees are going to trot out an infield of Ben Rice at first base, another guy that needs to work on his game at first base. Goldie's gone. Jazz Chisholm at second base, Jose Caballero at short, and then Ryan McMahon at third. Like, there's issues with that, bro. And I don't care about what we saw in the World Series. Oh, we need contact hitters. We need the Ernie Clements and the Addison Bargers and the Dalton Varshows. Like, that team caught lightning in a bottle. They're not going to be the same team. Thank God they didn't win. I think that happened on a Saturday night, and I didn't return to air. I fell asleep on that game, and when I woke up in the middle of the night at like 3 a.m. and I checked the score, I was thank God they didn't win. And I did my best to mush them. I remember I was on, I think when they won game 5, and I said, how do they not win one of these next two games in their building? Yoshinobu Yamamoto, that's how, worth every penny. Man, sometimes you just got to pay for these guys, bro. It's that simple. If you want to win, stack the deck. In this window of Judge and Cole and Stanton that's going to be closed in a year. If I'm the GM, like, Bo Bichette is not somebody I would sign. I'd talk to him, though. I need more hitters in this lineup. It sucks. It sucks that this was the year that Judge actually comes through, and we're thinking we have a deep lineup, and these guys are squeezing the bat too tight and striking out, can't get it done. Got beat in Yankee Stadium. I'll never get over that one, boy. Got beat in Yankee Stadium in a bullpen game against a bullpen that you got to in the series. You saw all those guys. Ryan McMahon hits a home run. Like, I'm like, the irony of this. We would end up in a situation like this. But yeah, if I'm the Yankees, I'm getting more hitters, different kinds of hitters for this lineup. And I'm adding another arm to this rotation. And there's guys out there, they're not going to spend the money. There's guys that they're probably going to invite to camp, like a Carlos Carrasco type last year. And they'll figure that they can get by with Will Warren, Cam Schlittler. We'll see what happens with Luis Hill, but I don't know his trade value. He's going to be here. Max Fried, you know, they'll have somebody else fill in until, you know, guys get back. I don't expect them to spend the money is what I'm telling y'all. I don't expect them to. I expect them to look at the roster and say, we're good. We won the same amount of games as we won going to the World Series the year before. If we won one more game, maybe things shake out differently for us. And not for nothing, we lost the last 2 years to the two teams that were in the World Series. We're right there. If it's the Dodgers and the Blue Jays, we're right there. Blue Jays aren't going to be back next year. We're right there. If it's me, though, I'm pushing my chips in even more. If I'm right there, I'm pushing my chips in even more to make sure I'm here. If it's the Dodgers again, I'm the team in the American League meeting the Dodgers. I'm winning the East. And, like, that's the thing, too. To hell with the offseason signings and whoever you get. I don't know, go sign Michael King back to shore up this rotation. The biggest thing that I need to see with the New York Yankees is urgency, bro. And not this country club laissez-faire attitude. Not this cavalier attitude every week, every series, as far as like changing the lineup, resting players, pitching guys to build up their confidence, blowing games late because you want to pitch a Mark Leiter Jr. or a Jonathan Loaisiga. You know what I'm saying? Picking guys up off the scrap heap like, oh, we got Ryan Yarbrough. Like, how long is that going to last? Like, urgency to win these games because in this current format, it behooves you to skip that first round and give yourself the path of least resistance. Like, I really do believe things go differently if it's the Blue Jays playing the Red Sox in the first round. The Yankees could set their pitching up differently in their building. Max Fried was not good in Toronto. And then they got cute. I don't know. I won't get over that one. They got cute with, like, oh, like they pick up Paul Blackburn off the scrap heap, and now he's the long man. But for how long, man? How long are you going to leave Paul Blackburn in the game? How long are you going to leave Will Warren in the game? Will Warren, I wouldn't even have done that. A whole rookie coming out of the bullpen. Like, come on, kid. And then you do get to their bullpen, and it's too late because you let him give up four homers, a grand slam. Dumb. Like, these are do-or-die games. After you lose that first game, that second game, you got to fight for your life. You're not coming back from that. I remember saying that when I was on. I said, no team in baseball can beat these Blue Jays three games in a row in the postseason. Now I got to get on air and act like the Yankees are about to beat them 3 games in a row? Okay. Would have been a lot easier if it was a different course, if you were able to take one of those games. The Dodgers didn't beat them 3 times in a row. The Mariners couldn't beat them 3 times in a row either. They're a good team. They're a scrappy team. They have a good manager. So, yeah, I don't know what to tell you, folks. The stove is not even on yet. The GMs are meeting in Vegas. I believe I read something that Brian Cashman isn't there. But whatever, Cashman doesn't have to be in Vegas with these guys. And you know what, honestly, what came of the GM meetings a few years ago? Yeah, Yankees GM Brian Cashman skips Las Vegas meetings, joins remotely for the first time. And I think that's cool. You know why? Because they were in Arizona 2 years ago, and that's what produced that video of Cashman talking about Volpe on his first maiden voyage and just getting his sea legs, and what are you going to say when Volpe crushes it offensively? Eureka? Bob is in Rhode Island on the fan. Let's switch it up, Bob. You're on.
All right, Keith. I was happy that Dayball got canned, and it's too bad Shen, or whatever his name is, the general manager, didn't get canned along with Dayball, and the defensive coordinator make a triplet, get all three of them gone. They should have been all gone after Sunday's game.
Give it some time.
At least they got rid of Dayball.
Right.
And Laurie Rubenson is a big Dayball supporter because she said that Dayball should stay on because he's a big Jason Dott, favor of Jason Dott, and he's a great tutor. And the same with McGonagall. Don't get rid of Dayball, he said. Because he's the same thing that Rubenson said, because of the same thing of can't get rid of Dayball because he's a great quarterback coach.
Thanks for the call, Bob. Yeah, I know I listen to their shows. Allow me to expound on that. I also was somebody that was in the camp of, yo, don't rock the boat, or not even that. Like, I'm not in the Giants camp, but like, I had the thought process that the Giants would not rock the boat with Brian Dable because it was clear that Jackson Dart was his guy. That's why even now I'm seeing people give Joe Shane credit for drafting Jackson Dart. No. We have a 4K video of Joe Shane in a terrible suit, arms crossed, talking about, oh, well, we went through our process. We're going to roll the dice. Nobody's going to care about a third-round pick. If he's your guy, he's your guy. And Dable just sitting there like, yep, he's my guy, I know. Get him. Get it done. I was in the thought process that they could win some games. I thought they could beat the Niners. I thought they could beat the Bears. I thought that would give Brian Dable a little bit more time. Nah, they got smacked by the Niners, and that building was overrun by the Bang Bang Niner Game 49er faithful. I told y'all they were coming, too. I told y'all they were coming. Like, they hadn't played in MetLife Stadium, coming over to New York. Like, I saw a video of them, like, mobbing Times Square. I'm like, these people don't have a clue. This is nowhere near East Rutherford. You guys look like clowns. You're wearing gold and red, chanting about the 49ers in Times Square. You're tourist, and you're around a bunch of other tourists. There might have been a handful of Giants. But anyway, back to Dable. What I believed was the Giants would learn from their past mistakes, but clearly they haven't. I thought that they would try to keep Dable with Dart longer, you know, kind of how they switched things up on Daniel Jones, and then they talked about, we did everything to ruin this kid. But you know what? It changed because I think there, and I don't agree with this narrative, and I was listening to Big Mac, and he doesn't agree with it either. This narrative that Brian Dable was running Jackson Dart recklessly to save his job. No. No, he's running Jackson Dart because Jackson Dart can run. Right? When Jackson Dart ripped that run off, that scramble against the Eagles, where he juked Zach Bond for that first touchdown, I was in the building. I'm like, oh, this kid's cold as hell, bro. How can you not run him? That's part of his game. That's what he does. Like, That's one of the weapons in your tool belt. You're not going to not use that weapon in your tool belt because, oh, people might perceive this as me. Like, no, Jackson Dart has to learn how to slide and get down and get out of bounds and not take those hits. Like Jalen Hurts, like Patrick Mahomes, like Josh Allen. And, I mean, Josh Allen's a big boy. When he wants to run guys over and take those hits, he does. But when he doesn't, he doesn't. And when he wants to flop, he's flopping. He's LeBron of flopping in the NFL. But, yeah. Lori Rubenson and Chris McMonagle talking about Jackson, not Jason Dart. Jackson Dart has a relationship with Brian Daboll. They talked about these guys texting, man, and how he'll text him at 4 in the morning and how he spent hours with him. What do you think Jackson Dart texted him, you know, after he got fired? And like, it's yet to be seen, folks, what this effect has on your young, shiny quarterback. That man not being in the building, that's another thing, too. I saw people questioning my take. I'm like, yo, you fired the best coach in the building. Who is the best coach on the Giants right now? You think Brian Daboll doesn't know just as much, if not more, than Mike Kafka, Shane Bowen, any of the other guys? It's not close. Brian Daboll is widely respected as an offensive mind. Like, everybody that's ever been around him says that. X's and O's. Brian Daboll is next level. So if they were able to win, because that was the whole thing, but this was always a dead man walking trap. I give Brian Daboll respect for saying, it's my coach's decision, I'm going to start Jackson Dart. And then they go out there and they beat Harbaugh and Justin Herbert and the undefeated at the time Chargers. Great. But you got to beat the Saints. But did Brian Daboll fumble the ball, throw those interceptions? Like, that's another thing, too. We absolve. I love Jackson Dart's game. I love watching that kid play. I'm so impressed by him. Like, I can't tell you how many times I'm like, ooh, yeah, that throw. Yeah, no way. Or the runs that he has where I'm like, damn, he's cold as hell. But we absolve him of the turnovers. We also absolve him of the hits that he's taken. That's on you. Learn. Learn. Somebody posted a picture of him getting knocked unconscious at USC. Learn. It has resurfaced John Gruden and the QB camp with him telling him, hey, man, what are you, Evel Knievel? Don't take these hits in the NFL. All these quarterbacks tell each other that. I mean, I forget who Trevor Lawrence was telling some, hey, it's not worth it, man. Don't take these hits. CJ Stroud, I think he was telling Caleb, hey, just stay healthy, man. It's a long season. It's 17 weeks. Jackson Dart is in the concussion protocol right now learning. He's learning a hell of a lesson this week. You got concussed and knocked out of the game. You lost a tooth and you lost your head coach after losing that game. Now you're not going to be able to play this week. Everything is up in the air now. We don't know if we don't know what, I don't know what they're going to do. We don't know if Russell Wilson is starting or Kafka's going to have the balls to go with Jameis Winston. We don't know when they're speaking. Kafka's supposed to speak next, but when is John Mara? Well, maybe John Mara with his health isn't speaking. But Tish, you talk. No, Joe Shane, you get on the microphone. Since you survived all of this and you're the one that's tasked with finding the next head coach, where is that press conference from them? 888-808-1019. We got to take a break. Speaking of guys speaking, I want to play the audio from David Stearns and we'll play a couple cuts when we come back. Keith McPherson on the Fan, BRB.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Talk sports hands-free. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
That old Drake. New Drake is loading, though. Drake did post Iceman loading. If you heard me talk a few weeks ago during the World Series, you know, Drake was at the World Series repping Toronto, and I'm like, yo, where's Iceman? Where, like, what did I miss? Like, drop that. Waiting on Drake to drop. Anyway, Keith McPherson on the Fan, waiting to hear from David Stearns. So Fleegs and I have queued the audio up from the Viva Las Vegas GM meetings, and your president of baseball operations is out there taking questions and talking about things. So let's roll through what David Stearns had to say. We'll react to them, and then we'll take your calls at 888-808-1019 and see what you think. If you're on hold to talk about the Yankees or the Giants or the Knicks or whatnot, we'll get to that as well. Let's take it from the top here, Fleegs. David Stearns today at the GM meetings, and Fleegs, you can kind of give us the background on, you know, what we're about to hear, and then we'll respond.
All right, well, we'll start with the big two internal free agents. So this is David Stearns on Pete Alonso and Diaz.
Look, we love both Pete and Edwin. They've been great representatives of the organization. We'd love to have them both back. At this stage of the offseason, it's really tough to predict any outcomes, but certainly we'd love to have both those guys back.
Sounds good. But, you know, I think David Stearns is very much a wait-and-see guy. He's smart to say we'd love to have them back, but what he's leaving it up to is, like, numbers, contracts, other teams, Scott Boras. Is Diaz a Boras guy? I don't think Diaz is a Boras guy, but we know Pete Alonso is. Let's play the next one.
All parts of player contribution inform how we view the player. For a position player, that certainly is going to include offense and what they do in the box and also what they do defensively. It also includes what they mean to us off the field, what they mean to us in the clubhouse, what they mean to us in the community. All of that gets factored in with every player, and Pete's no different.
Okay, good. Good. Because you should factor all of that in with Pete Alonso. I think he means a lot to the community, a lot to the fans. I think he's a legacy guy that just deserves the Mets to do right by him finally. They did some last year, but, like, go ahead and lock it down with Pete. He just had his first kid. Like, I think he's due for that paycheck, and you got the guy that can afford it in Steve Cohen. What's the next one?
I would imagine over the course of the offseason we're going to add to our bullpen. You never know exactly how the back end of your bullpen is going to take shape, but I would certainly imagine over the course of the offseason we're going to add to our bullpen. we have plenty of vacancies there, and I think we'll have the opportunity to improve that area.
Yeah, the bullpen is an ever-evolving type of mechanism, and I would expect you to be adding arms to it as well. The most important one is Edwin Diaz.
And that was kind of to a question, like, do they have internal options to replace Diaz if he walks? And Stearns does say they have internal options, but not necessarily to replace Diaz.
No, you can't replace one of the top, if not the
right. Thankfully, he didn't go that far and say that, because nobody believes that.
Play the next one.
Sure, we would expect some new players on our team somewhere around the diamond. That's natural in an offseason, but we're going to need our current group of players to play better defense. The brand of baseball, the brand of defense that we played over the last 2 months of the season wasn't close to good enough. It has to get better.
Yeah, run prevention and making sure you get those outs. Got to tighten things up on that side of the ball. Understood. Okay, next one.
Juan's one of our players who we believe can perform better defensively than he did last year. And I think he believes that. He's going to work hard on it this offseason. He's motivated to do that. He's proven that at previous times in his career that he can perform better in right field. We believe he will.
Yeah, that's a big conversation around Juan Soto. There's some moments that you remember down the stretch that really stick out. Either, ball getting under his glove, ball going over his head, a throw that he didn't make. And I do believe that Juan Soto is committed to getting better at right field, but some people got it, some people don't. He's a hitter. Him being a hitter, I think we all expect him to be a DH sooner rather than later in that 14 years that remain of that contract. On to the next.
I think right now we view Senga as part of our rotation. He's proven at the major league level that he can have really good years, and clearly the last 2 years at times have been struggles for him, but the talent is there, the desire is certainly there to have a bounce back year, and we're going to give him every opportunity to do that.
Yeah, I'd like to see that for Kodai Senga. If he's healthy, him lock back in and be a guy that they could depend on, because honestly, things unraveled this year after he came back and he got hurt with Pete with the high throw and then the hamstring. But like, you need pitching. You can never have enough pitching. And when you talk about signing pitching, that's a guy that they signed and looked at to be an ace. And if he's right, that can help you a lot. But he hasn't been right. He hasn't been right. So it's a big question mark with Kodai Senga. Next.
I think what happened to us is we had a string of injuries to pitchers who were all pitching very well. And then the replacements for when those guys got hurt, frankly, didn't pitch very well. And it really exacerbated the injury issues we had.
And who's responsible for that, David? You are. When, as we're talking about Joe Shane and we're talking about the depth of the Giants or lack thereof, the general manager, the president of baseball operations, is supposed to have plan B and C and D and E. All right, we got one more. Two more? Okay, two more.
As we go through this offseason and likely future offseasons, part of the balance is going to be filling the team with players who we think make us better and keep us competing at a very high level, while also allowing space for our younger players to get to the major league level and have a legitimate shot to contribute here. I think we have a couple of options. I think Tyrone Taylor has proven he can play out there at a high level defensively. Carson Bench is going to come into spring training with a chance to make our team. Mm-hmm. And we'll see where the offseason takes us beyond that.
Yeah. For me, I'm not a Met fan, as many of you know. But for me, I would need more than that. But I know it's November 12th now. I would need more than Carson Bench is going to come into the season and compete. We'll see. And Tyrone Taylor, that Tyrone Taylor is there too. And then even with the young guys stuff, I wouldn't want to hear it about the young guys. This is not a team that is rebuilding. This is not a team that's just trying to maybe compete. This is a team that's trying to win a championship. And like, when you're trying to win a championship, you need proven commodities. You need veterans. You need players that answer the call when the lights are brightest, like the Los Angeles Dodgers and even like the Toronto Blue Jays. How many of those players on the Blue Jays were first-year, second-year players? There were a lot of journeymen. They were kind of Motley Crue. They were kind of a hodgepodge of guys. Obviously, they had George Springer and Vladdy and Bichette and Alejandro Kirk, but then they had other guys mixed in. There wasn't so many young guys outside of Treya Savage. I mean, you got that in Nolan McLean, but yeah, we'll see. 888-808-1019. Back to the conversations that we were having around the Giants as well as the Yankees. If you're on hold, I will get to you coming up next. Walt is in Oceanport, New Jersey on the Fan. What's up, Walt?
Oh, Keith, you got to me really quickly. The pride and joy of Monmouth County. Okay.
Appreciate it.
I just turned off the radio. What I wanted to say was that, we have a really, I know you're not a Giant fan and you used to be a Cowboy fan. We're not going anywhere this year. I mean, like, we're 2-8, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The thing is that, but the brand of football, okay, that, and this is what I don't understand with John Mara, is that this is the first year that we have been competitive, you know, where it gets down to the last, like, 5 minutes of the game, okay? We beat two teams that I never thought that we could ever beat. Okay, we beat the Chargers. We beat the Eagles, okay? We should have beat, I should have beat, or my team should have beat, New Orleans, okay?
Yep.
We
Denver.
Fell short. We fell short against Denver, but we were highly competitive. But we haven't had this
Chicago
football. We haven't in Chicago. It was a very good brand of football.
Dallas,
but we had, Dallas. We went overtime. I mean, but yes, you know exactly what I'm saying. Okay, but we haven't had this brand of football in a long time. And my thing is that, you know, I've called on to, I've talked to C-Mac, I've talked to a lot of guys on the radio, and everybody is like grasping at straws, and nobody knows, like, you know, you want to coach with an NFL, experience and everything like that. Just let him ride out the rest of the way. I mean, like, I don't understand, like, you know, we're not making the playoffs.
Right.
Okay, Dallas Cowboys aren't making the playoffs. I can assure you that. Okay, they're not making the playoffs. But the Giants in the last decade has had a brand of football that is watchable and it's really enjoying. Okay, and then all of a sudden, yes, there's a conundrum. Okay, like we're not going to win the game. You know, we screwed up the score. We were up 10-0 and everything like that, but I really just don't understand, like, where the fix is. And here's the thing. If there was a fix, okay, if you had a better plan, okay, just let Dable ride out the rest of the season, okay?
No, Walt, sorry. Thank you for the call. That in itself is exactly why you had to go. Because they were in so many of these games and they kept finding ways to lose, and that ultimately falls on the CEO of the company, the head coach. How many times can you find ways to lose when you have a 92, 95, 99% chance at winning? So I do understand a little bit of a thought that, okay, get this guy up out of here and let's do something different. Get this guy up out of here and maybe the players respond. Get this guy up out of here and maybe we don't blow another 10-point lead. You know? I don't think they're winning. Like, the timing sucks. The report that they were going to fire him after the Denver debacle, they should have fired him then. Because now you have to face the Packers, the Lions, the Patriots. Like, that's arguably the three hardest. Like, we thought it was a gauntlet between them facing Philly, Denver, Philly. And they should have beat Philly and then beat the Broncos. Like, I don't know what to tell you guys. I don't think Kafka is going to just magically have some type of, like, and you don't have Dart. So when you talk about this brand of football that's enjoyable to watch, you know why? Because you found the coveted quarterback. You found the game changer. You found the guy who has the ball in his hands on every play that's making the difference. And let's see if his week of preparation, when he does come back, is the same with Kafka and Tierney without Dable. Let's see how he performs. Let's see how he responds. I don't know. I don't have that answer. But yeah, the Giants aren't going anywhere. You just had to get him up out of your face. It was time. He was a dead man walking. And some heads had to roll. Somebody had to get fired. And firing Shane Bowen and elevating one of the position coaches to be the defensive coordinator, that wasn't going to do it. It was much easier to fire Dable and have your assistant coach, offensive coordinator, take the big chair and keep everything the same. It's going to be same play. He's still going to call the plays, I assume. It's I don't know. If they win two more games the rest of the year, I'd be surprised. David is in Westfield with us next. What's up, David?
What's up, bro? So you're mentioning a second ago that we haven't heard from Mara, which we might not, but that we haven't heard from Shane about this either. And this is not the best comparison, but it still made me think of the debacle when McAdoo benched Eli and that got everybody fired. Mm-hmm. And I think at the time McAdoo had the right idea. He just went about it poorly. And it was such a PR disaster. And McAdoo was not a guy fit to deal with the media following all that. And I was upset with Giants leadership for at least not having him better prepared, or maybe not even having him being the one, be the one to explain everything. So, you know, again, I don't know if it's the best comparison, but it still got me thinking that is there some issue at the top where, you know, people are just not in charge in the right way to be able to handle these situations in a transition like this? Do you know what I'm trying to say?
No, yeah. It's one giant mess, and the fish stinks from the head, and there are a lot of issues. Like, I would love to be a fly on the wall to see how they did this with Fire and Dable, because supposedly it was Mara and Tisch together, and they let Joe Shane know that he was safe and that they were firing Brian Dable. It wasn't, I don't know. And like, I don't know how much of that even I believe. Like,
yeah, I mean, and didn't we get the sense, and correct me if I'm wrong, that a big part of hiring Shane was because they wanted Dable and they knew that if they got Shane, he could bring his guy in.
They had a relationship. They were in the same organization in Buffalo. Like, they were a package deal. And
yeah,
it's a cold game. It's nasty work. I think it's crazy that those guys were hand in hand right next to each other doing all of this stuff, press conferences, scouting, combine, you know. And then they lose these games with the personnel that Shane put together for Brian Dable. And yes, I know coaching, you got to be able to coach some of those games to close. But a lot of the fault of those games were kicking issues and secondary issues. Guys that, like, I feel like Shane is just as much at fault as Brian Dable for the losing, but he's not on the field. So the Giants have literally put out a statement saying, we like the talent that Shane has drafted and put together. We feel like we should have won more games. So that falls on the head of the head coach. Thanks for the call, David. But I disagree. They all lose together. And the players, after all of these games and postgame, say, we got to be better. We got to get it done. They got to make the tackles. They got to make the plays. They got to make the stops. They got to cover guys. They got to convert the first downs. They got to take care of the ball. They got to kick the ball through the uprights. They got to not shank a punt. It's always a series of an unfortunate events that lead to the inevitable. Another Giants loss, another blown lead, and you can feel it coming. And there's nothing that it seems like Brian Dable can do to stop the bleeding. So he's got to go. But I don't expect anything different. I like, if Russell Wilson is out there Sunday, it's all bad. If Russell Wilson is starting that game Sunday against the Packers, I don't know what to tell you, folks. Tankathon. That's all I could tell you. Get that top three pick. Lose out. And get a really good player to add to some of these other good players. There's something else I think I heard, too, as we go to break here. I think I was listening to Sal this morning say that, like, Malik Nabers was unproven. Or Malik Nabers, like, what has Malik Nabers done? I was like, wait, did we miss last year? Malik Nabers broke records last year. Malik Nabers did that with Drew Locke and Tommy DeVito. Neighbors is a bona fide, like, Neighbors is the next Jamar Chase when healthy. Scattaboo, I've seen enough out of Scattaboo to know what he is. He's crazy as hell. He's going to attack his rehab, and when he comes back, he's going to be the same type of player. Dart. I like what I've seen out of Theo Johnson, at least in the last week. He had some drops. Drew Phillips, Tyler Newbin, they can be good players. They need to continue to grow and work. Like, there's talent. Andrew Thomas, Abdul Carter, Brian Burns. Like, there is talent on this roster, man. They got to get the right head coach that can come in and straighten everybody out and that's done it before and get it going. And that head coach has got to be willing right now, in theory, to work with Joe Shane. 888-808-1019. Well, would you look at that? I start talking about the Mets. We hear from the Mets president of baseball operations, but the Met fan don't call my show. I think there's like this forum or Facebook group where the Met fan says, do not support Keith McPherson. Don't call his show. He's a Met hater. So I have a full rack of Yankees calls. And we've got 1 hour left. I see Nick, Mo, Jake, Phil, Jeff. Jeff might be a Mets fan, so maybe we'll start with Jeff. But I see all. Okay, no, these are all Yankee fans. These are all Yankee fans that want to talk about the Yankees stove being off and what the Yankees are doing. So that's what we're going to head into in this this next hour. Some Yankees talk. Yankees cold stove on the fan. Keith McPherson on the fan. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.